morning. This is Reed Collins reporting from Warsaw with the CBS World News Roundup. The bells peal under an overcast sky that occasionally leaks rain on Warsaw, which is decked out in the white and yellow of the Vatican and the white and red of Poland. The route to the airport, 5 miles distant, is lined with poles and pictures of the Pope. He'll be received by the figurehead President Jablonski and the Primate of Poland, Joseph Cardinal Glemp. In 1979, the Pope kissed the ground when he alighted from the plane and probably will do so again this time. This is a trip delayed from last August when the Pope wanted to attend ceremonies commemorating the 600th anniversary of the Black Madonna, the religious icon central to Polish Catholicism. But Poland's internal troubles then prevented such a visit. The country was under martial law. It still is to a degree, and the regime dangles the hope it may be lifted altogether if the Pope and the people behave. Lech Wałęsa, the Solidarity leader, went to work as usual in Gdańsk today, but he has vowed to travel to Częstochowa this weekend, where the Pope will be. The government has warned that such a meeting would be political, should be negotiated between the Vatican and the state. The Pope and party chief Jaruzelski will have a chance to talk about that during private meetings tomorrow. More on the Wałęsa story and Dan Raviv.
The government has now confirmed that Lech Wałęsa is being guarded around the clock, but for his own good. Chief government spokesman Jerzy Urban said Wałęsa's movements are not restricted, suggesting that Wałęsa will be able to meet with Pope John Paul II this weekend. But the bodyguards will go along, said Urban, because the leader of the banned Solidarity movement could be in danger. The government spokesman said there have been reports of threats to Wałęsa, so he has to be guarded, especially with the tension of these days. Urban was apparently referring to the fact that, like it or not, the Polish authorities have over 1,000 foreign journalists here, looking, in the government's opinion, for sensational stories instead of concentrating on this religious event. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Warsaw.
This is Reed Collins in Warsaw. Now more news and Doug Poling in New York.
Up until now, some people doubted whether Yuri Andropov had the same solid control of the Soviet Union enjoyed by his predecessor, Leonid Brezhnev. As Don McNeil in Moscow reports, today's meeting of the Soviet Parliament removed all doubts.
It was a dramatic moment in the packed hall of the Grand Kremlin Palace as Konstantin Chernenko, Andropov's main rival in the Politburo, strode to the podium and placed the General Secretary's name in nomination for president. There was a storm of applause. In a seeming display of unity in the Politburo, Chernenko went on to praise Andropov as an eminent political leader. He was, Chernenko said, an authority on the prevention of a nuclear holocaust. Then came the vote. It was, of course, unanimous, and Andropov was greeted with a standing ovation. Looking frail, the Soviet leader did not move to the central podium, but made his brief acceptance speech standing at his seat. He thanked the party for the trust placed in him. He said that he had been a Communist Party member for 40 years, and he promised to use his experience to advance the cause of the party. 7 months after the death of Leonid Brezhnev, Andropov has managed to accumulate all the power that took his predecessor 7 years to get. He now runs the Communist Party, is chief of state, and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Don McNeil, CBS News, Moscow.
Students working with the insecticide parathion accidentally released some of it into the atmosphere last night. The toxic cloud forced the evacuation of about 1,500 people at Stephen Austin State University in Nacogdoches, Texas. At the medical center there, assistant nursing director Susan Stewart said 5 people are still hospitalized, including Nacogdoches Mayor A.L. Mangaham.
We have the mayor, who is an intensive care unit. He is, his condition is guarded, but he is improving steadily. Then we have 3 other patients who are admitted to the floor for observation, which hopefully should be discharged sometime today. Right now, they're all pretty much stable.
After 15 years in prison, Sirhan Sirhan, the convicted assassin of Senator Robert Kennedy, wants out. A parole decision is due today. Barry Peterson reports.
Sirhan's original September 1984 parole date was rescinded last year. The decision expected later today could reinstate that, or could set a new date, or could do nothing. As for Sirhan, his attorney, Luke McKissick, described him after the day-long hearing.
I think he's disgusted about things. I didn't really discuss optimism and pessimism in terms of the parole date. I really didn't want to get into it.
McKissick supported Sirhan's request to leave the country if paroled, return to his Arab homeland. But that idea ruffled Larry Trapp, representing the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office.
I think it's an insult to all Americans that he would be released to a country where I think a large segment of the people would treat him as a hero.
The parole board says it does not consider public opinion, but public opinion there is. As Attorney Trapp told the panel, keeping Sirhan in prison would send a clear message about how this system deals with political assassins. Jerry Peterson, CBS News, Soledad Prison, California.
Pan American World Airways last night resumed its air service to Taiwan, suspended in 1978 when Pan Am started serving the mainland. Officials in Peking are not pleased and have demanded action from Washington. A report from David Jackson in the Chinese capital.
Peking is demanding that another U.S. airline be given the service to China, that Pan Am be replaced by a U.S. carrier that does not serve Taiwan. But the official letter to the U.S. embassy stopped short of denying Pan Am all landing rights in China immediately. It does take away Pan Am's right to use southern China's airspace on flights into Hong Kong from Burma, and it takes away emergency landing rights at Canton. China doesn't want to go all the way right away, for if it throws Pan Am out of China, the U.S. is almost certain to throw the Chinese airline out of the United States. The retaliatory measures were detailed in a letter from China's airline to the U.S. Embassy. In addition, the foreign ministry lodged a formal protest with the ranking officer now at the embassy, Chargé Charles Freeman. David Jackson, CBS News, Peking.
It started the countdown at Cape Canaveral this morning for Saturday's scheduled launch of the space shuttle. There will be several unique features on this six-day flight. NASA's Jim Ball explained one of them.
We have previously not turned a vehicle around any quicker than 84 days, calendar days. We were able to do it this time in approximately 60 days.
And this will be the first time an American woman has gone into space. Sally Ride, a 32-year-old astrophysicist, will join four male astronauts. The United States was 20 years behind the Russians on this, exactly 20 years. It was on this day in 1963 that Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman in space, piloting a Soviet Vostok capsule. While still in orbit, she spoke with Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Mrs. Tereshkova piloted the Vostok through 48 orbits of the Earth before making a safe return.
CBS News, this is Reed Collins at the airport in Warsaw, Poland, where the Pope kissed the soil of Poland some 45 minutes ago, and in his arrival statement said he came to be with Poles in this sublime and difficult time in the life of his country. He says he kisses the soil here as he would the hand of a suffering mother, and he expresses regrets that he will not be able to visit all the sick and the suffering in this country. Let those who suffer be close to me, he said. In what could be a very significant statement, he says his pilgrimage to Jasnogórzew follows a fixed program, indicating he cannot do all that he might do. Well, here at the airport where he is about to depart, all has been correct and formal. Not so downtown, where Mary Wisniewski was in the midst of the crowds.
Church bells all over Warsaw announced the papal plane had once again, after 4 years, touched down on Polish soil. Many in the crowd out on the motorcade route were listening on transistor radios to the airport ceremony. The cheer went up when they heard the news they'd been waiting for. Their fellow countryman, Karol Wojtyła, Pope John Paul II, is back home in Poland. Reed?
The Pope here at the airport is just about to get into his brand new Pope Mobile, from which you'll be very visible. It is surrounded by plexiglass. He'll stand whenever he is able and go through those crowds of whom we just heard. Later this evening, in remarks prepared for a eulogy to the late Cardinal Wyszynski at St. John's Basilica, there is a mention again, a very direct mention of martial law in Poland. If he hews to his prepared remarks, the Pope will say of Wyszynski, divine events spared him the sad events associated with the date December 13th, 1981. That date can be known only as the imposition date of martial law in Poland. There'll be more news from my colleague Richard C. Hoddle in New York, but first, this message.
It's a marvel of state-of-the-art automotive design. The Pennzoil Penske Indy Car, built for reliability. It takes the skill of Rick Mears, Indy Car champ, to handle it, and a motor oil like Pennzoil, engineered for reliability to protect that powerful engine.
My engine's turning over 10,000 RPMs. It's taking real punishment. That's why I rely on Pennzoil.
Pennzoil makes fine quality motor oil for whatever you drive. Pennzoil, for protection you can rely on.
Ricky has a great little sports car. He drives me everywhere. Phil has a wonderful limousine. He drives me to very fancy restaurants. But Tom drives me places the other guys never even dreamed of, and he doesn't even own a car. Tom wears English leather, and English leather drives me crazy.
Want to drive her around town? Get a car. But if you want to drive her crazy, get English leather, aftershave, or cologne.
English leather drives women crazy.
A short while ago, the United States Senate rejected 89-6 a proposal by Connecticut's Lowell Weicker that would have raised members' pay to $100,000 a year, but would have barred senators from making outside income through speeches. Weicker had said of the unlimited income now present, it's corruption waiting to happen. The Soviet Union is carefully watching Pope John Paul's visit to neighboring Poland. The Kremlin is taking no official notice of the visit, but today Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko, speaking to the Soviet Parliament, the Supreme Soviet, recalled the importance Moscow attaches to Poland. He accused the West of carrying out subversion there and said that the Soviet Union is determined to preserve Poland's communist regime. His warning was the most direct such statement since before martial law was imposed in Poland in December 1981. Yuri Andropov, leader of the Soviet Communist Party as General Secretary, is now also head of the Soviet state. The Supreme Soviet today elected him to that post. Andropov is also chairman of the Defense Committee of the Politburo, which puts him officially at the pinnacle of power and disposes of rumors that Andropov might be slipping. Stocks and other news after this.
Now, you can save even more in financing on new Chevrolets. This month only, get low 8.8 annual percentage rate financing on new Chevy Citations and Cavaliers. Plus, choose 8.8 or $300 cash back direct from Chevrolet on new Chevettes, S10 pickups, and MaxiCabs. See your participating Chevy dealer for qualification details. His financial participation in this financing program may affect consumer cost. 8.8 financing. But hurry, you must take retail delivery from dealer stock by June 30th.
Remember how some people used to feel about pork back when they cooked it to a crisp and thought it was fattening? Well, look at pork now. Leaner than ever, not high in calories or cholesterol, but rich in quality protein, B vitamins, iron, and phosphorus. Whether it's ham, roasts, ribs, or chops, isn't it about time for some pork? Tonight,
America, you're leaning on pork.
A delicious thought from the National Pork Producers Council.
The Commerce Department says that the United States' balance of trade has improved markedly, but is still in the red, just over $3 billion in the last quarter, even though we sold more American wheat and aircraft while importing less foreign oil. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 9.41, volume on the big board 59 million shares, the Dow Jones Industrials 1246.69. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.